incidentally, you see from here that Huna Bar Nassan, you would think Rav Huna to us, but Huna Bar Nassan was pretty great. Meaning, if he's in the conversation with Rav Ashi, and he could be, is the reason that Rav Ashi can't be Torah for Duba Makam Echad, so it tells you everything you have to know about Huna Bar Nassan, which begs the question, who was Huna Bar Nassan? Now, to be clear, it's not Rav Huna. Obviously, Rav Huna lived a lot before Rav Ashi. And besides, Rav Huna would be Rav Huna. So who is this Huna Bar Nassan? So it's actually an interesting conversation for another day. One interesting thing that you see from this Gemara is that, so you have Moshe Rabbeinu, then you had Rebbe, then you had Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is also Torah v'gdula b'makim echad. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that Talmud Rabbeim, right? They have to fear Zich in a certain way, right? The Talmud can't be moir halach b'fnei Rabbi. It's chayv misa the Gemara brachas taflam and aleph on the days with Shmuel and Eli and Chane alanar zayas balalti. But these are real sugis in Shas, of course. Your day reishman beis reishman gimel, right? These are real halachas in Shulchan Aruch. There's a special sifkat in Shulchan Aruch for a Talmud chaver. Talmud Chavar is treated a little bit differently than a regular Talmud because of the fact that he's a Chavar, so therefore he's treated a little bit differently. What's a Talmud Chavar? Rashi in Masechtas Eruv and Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, Perek Hadar, speaking of digression, so the Perek Hadar is one of the more intense prakim in Shas, and talked away in Perek Hadar are the sugyas of Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. But over there, where the Gemara mentions this din of a Talmud Chavar, Zok Tehilga Rashi, Talmud Chavar means where the Talmud is Chacham Kemoisle. As pinked as a greiser chochem as over the rebbe, it's chochem kemoise. Ella shalom ad mimenu dover echad a yoiser, or the Talmud grada learns from the rebbe. But in terms of chochem, he's just as big of a chochem. But grada, he happens to learn from him, and therefore he has a din of a Talmud because the mice of someone learns halacha echad from somebody else on some level, he has a din of a Talmud. But being that the rebbe is not a bigger chochem, so therefore at the end of the day, he's considered a Talmud chochem. But Rashi's definition seems to be very, very precise. Kedarka b'kodesh. Rashi says, you want to know what a Talmud Chavar is, where he's Chacham Kemoisai. The Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagra, in Siman Reish Mem Beis, when the Mechaber and the Ramah talk about this halach of a Talmud Chavar, is Mitzayin or Rivash. The Rivash in the Tshuva says that Rashi's a Pella, and I have a Raya, not like Rashi, because if you go through the Gemara over there in Erevin Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara gives an example of a Talmud Chavar. And the Gemara's example is Ravina and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the Rebbe, Ravina was the Talmud. And Ravina and Rav Ashi are an example of Talmud Chavar. It says the Rivash, it can't be that Ravina was as big a Chacham as Rav Ashi, because the Gemara says, Mi mois Rebbe, da'ad Rav Ashi, lo'i matzinu tayru v'gdulu b'makam echad. And the only person that gave Rav Ashi, quote unquote, a run for his money was Huna Bar Nassan. Abinit Ravina. So you see clearly that Ravina wasn't Chacham Kemoisai. So if Ravina wasn't Chacham Kemoisai, how could he be a Talmud Chavar? And that's it. The Rivash is Kasha, and the Goyen in the Bir Agra, he's Mitzayin. So who was Tayr Vigdul B'Makam Echad? So you had Moshe Rabbeinu, you had Rav Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi. The Tayr is Chayim in Mesechta Sanhedrin Daflam, Vav Amud Aleph. This Gemara is in two places in Shas. Kamat verbatim. It's Gittin Nun Tes, and it's Sanhedrin Lamed Vav. So he says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Yehuda Anasi, and Rav Ashi have in common? They're all Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. That's the Gemara. But what else did they have in common? They all contributed a tremendous chelik of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe kibul Torah m'Sinai. That's the ganze Torah. Rav Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah. And Rav Ashi, together with Ravina, they were the mechabrim of the Talmud Bavli. So it says, the Torah is Chaim. I'll read it inside. L'ficha Torah yesh ba gimel chalakim. Mikra, Mishnah, Shas. V'lokach, k'shem shahamikra nichtav ayidei Moshe, shlo yihoye kemoisei b'chol Yisrael b'toyer v'gdula, kach ha-mishna nichtava ayidei Rebbe, shlo yihoye gamkim kemoisei b'toyer v'gdula b'chol Yisrael. Shna yidei shahoye agado b'toyer v'gam b'gdula, meaning, why they have to be Torah v'gdula, here's the punchline, l'kach hayo koyach b'yodoi, lesoif es kol ha-chachamim, they had the ability to be ma'as of all the chachamim, v'kibetz kol ha-dinim, Upeirushim sheneschat shumi moishe v'adzman. V'kosma l'mishma. Says, for Rabbi Yehuda Anasi to undertake the project of writing the Mishnah, what he had to do is, he had to start gathering chachamim, and he had to start gathering peirushim. It was an incredible, credible undertaking. And it required, obviously, an enormous amount of chachma, but also an enormous amount of gedula. And it seems that it was a lot more l'chatchila for Rabbi Yehuda Anasi himself to be the check writer, that he should have the ability to do this and not have to be told to be Yad Acherim. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is granted Torah Vigdula B'Makom Echad. Why? Pashit, for his tachlis. Why Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Why did this great neshama, the Shmasa Shel Yaakov Avinu, why did it come into this world? It came into this world to do this. This was his tayelis. This was his grace of tachlis. And it's for that reason he was given what he needed. Like everyone's given what they needed to do what they need to do. And what he needed was Torah and Gedula. So he's like the Torah's chai. The chayim of Asher, if he shall yagod, but Torah v'gam b'gedula, l'kach hayo koyach b'yodoy lesoif as kol chach meidoyroi. That's why it was Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and then Rav Ashi, that were all Torah v'gdula b'makom echad. I saw in the Margolis Hayam, in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, so he has a few beautiful comments on the Gemara there, which are really comments on the Gemara here. So one of the comments that he says is that what's the shaykhis between the two members of Rabbi Breder Rav of the Itema, Rav Hillel Breder Rav Valas? Meaning at first glance, the two members would seem to have absolutely nothing to do with each other, which is fine, by the way, because this is the derech of the Talmud, that you mention a certain Amayra, especially a formulation of Amayron that don't often appear in Shas. So you have another place, and even a third place, and a fifth place sometimes, we're going to mention it, right? That's Derech HaTalmud. But he says, Yesh Loimar, a beautiful Zach. Because the Gemara said that, Rav said, Ano Havoy B'minyonet Bei Rebbe, U'minoy Didi Manu Bereisha. When they started counting for me. Faith the Gemara, I thought Dine Mominus, you start from the Gadol. And the Gemara's parrots was, that Shani Minyonet Bei Rebbe, the Kulu Minyonayu, Minatzat Havim Asil. And we mentioned, Machlekes Rashi, Toysus, Pashup Shani, the Gemara. Toysus says it was because of the great Anova of Rebbe. That Rebbe was such an Anov, Shaloy Lehirois, Atzmoy Gadol Hoyoisa. Right, he didn't want to make himself look like a Gadol. Incidentally, what comes to mind is, we're digressing already, what comes to mind is the Gilyon HaShas in Masechtes Erevin, Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, where Rav Kiva Eger quotes the Lekutei Maril. This is not the Maril, it's the Lekutei Maril. Lekutei Maril was written by a Talmud of the Maril. Right, the Lekutei Maril is to the Maril what the Maaser Rav is to the Vilna Gaon. It's a Likud from the Talmidim of different Hanhogas Toivois and Gevaldige Chidushim Amol from the Heilige Rebbe. But either way, the Gemara over there in Erev and Daf Pevav Amud Aleph says Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. Rebbe had a minhag. He used to give a lot of cover to Gvirim. Rebbe was Mechabed Ashirim. The question is why? And why Rebbe? So says Reb Kivayev Lekutei Maril. Shama Me'aram Segal. The Yesh Loim. Mitoch Rebbe Atzmi Hoyo Asher Muflig. Rebbe was very, very wealthy. Lekach Hirgal Atzmi Lechabed Ashirim. Kidei Lehislami Leha'am Sheyichabdu Gam Kein Oisai. Bishvil Ashra. V'loy Bishvil Teirasai. Shaloi Rotza Lishtamish Bekisrei Shal Teira. Litei La'tara Lizgadaba. Rebbe knew he got a lot of covet. But it bothered him tremendously because they're giving me covet for my Teira. He didn't want to be Mishtamish Bekisrei Shal Teira. So Rebbe had a Meir Degah Einfal. This is where he used his Rizik HaChachma and his Gedula. He said, let me be Mechabed Ashirim. Oh, if I'm Mechabed Ashirim, everyone will be Mechabed Ashirim. Vinish Tvi, he said, people will give me more covet for my Gedula than they're going to give me for my Torah, and it's perfect. Like this, I have nothing to worry about. That's another knech in the Hafachba, the Kulaba that you see in this Gilyon HaShas. But he felt that they'll give me covet for being a Gvir, and as a result, at this, I won't have to be Mishtamish because of Shal Torah. But you see that Rebbe has this Rizik Ekpeda, that Rebbe does not want to have any Hana from his Torah. So it's beautiful what Tosis is saying. Mishum Anovish Loi Lirais Atzmi Godel HaYoyse. This was a grace. Again, it's Mishum Meis Rebbe Batlanova, but again, it's all a little bit of a knesh. Agav, the Chassam Sofer says that why Mishum Meis Rebbe Batlanova? What, there's never been such a humble person like Rebbe? We've spoken about some of the legendary Anovim. Okay, good. You're in Sadaris, Rebbe, and Rishonim, Kimalochim, Anu Kibnei Yodim, Chashteh. But Mishameis Rebbe Batal Anovim, Mechitesi. So the Chassam Sofer said that the reason there's never going to be another Anov like Rebbe, because there's never going to be someone who's going to be of the stature of Rebbe. Rebbe's Madrega of Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. I guess it was even more so than Ravashi's Madrega of Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad. Does he read the Sadeiros in that as well? But the point is, Rebbe's Madrega of Torah V'Gdula B'Makom Echad was on such a level that his anava mibmelo was such a rizika level of anava, and being that that's unparalleled and that's not something that will ever be matched, so as a result, mishemais Rebbe batla anava, not mitzad the anav shavoy, but mitzad the gedula shavoy. Because how do you mess anava based on gedula? Right, that was the Kotzke Rebbe's var. Kotzke said that why did Eibush to give the Torah on Har Sinai? Because it was the smallest of all the mountains. So the Kotzke Rebbe said if the Eibush wanted to show that Torah requires anava, he should have found the deepest valley and he should have given the Torah over there. Like this, everybody would know Torah is. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, because for a valley to be a nonov is nishkan kunz, he's a valley, he has nothing to be a balgaiva with. He said for a bar to be a nonov, that's a kunz already. Anova is kifi the madrega of the person. Rebbe was so gevaldik, he's Torah v'gdul b'makom echad, his anova was so gevaldik, and being that there'll never be greatness like Rebbe again, so it's for that reason, by definition, there can never be anova again. Adkan, divrei achzam soifer.